Have you ever felt that you were in a rut and didn't know what to do about it? Or perhaps you have had that undefined feeling that surely there is more to life, and yet did not realize just what was needed? It is easy to get in a rut, physically, mentally, and spiritually. Thus one continues the same actions, reactions, thoughts, feelings, and attitudes. These may go on for so long that the individual begins to feel that he is just that way, or that life is just like that. Hence, much of the joy of living seems to disappear, and there is a general feeling that something is missing. Sameness, whether in physical action or in one's mind and heart, leads to boredom, sluggishness, and dullness. Often one becomes tied to a routine, simply accepting it as the way things are to be. How would you classify yourself? How would you classify your life? Are you dull or interesting? Is your life boring or exciting? If you are experiencing dullness and boredom, this may be an indication that you are needing some exciting new changes, both internally and externally. So often people simply try to make over the old, to repair it and upgrade it. They hold on to the way things have been for a long period of time. However, this is generally ineffective, and soon the same patterns, frustrations, and numbness set in. Jesus spoke to this concept through a parable from Luke 5:36-39. And he spake also a parable unto them. No man putteth a piece of new garment upon an old. If otherwise, then both the new maketh a rent, and the piece that was taken out of the new agreeth not with the old. And no man putteth new wine into old bottles, lest the new wine will burst the bottles and be spilled, and the bottles shall perish. But new wine must be put into new bottles, and both are preserved. No man also, having drunk old wine straightway, desireth new, for he saith, the old is better. How many times have you believed that the old ways of life are better than the new, unknown ways? How often have you held on to the past, even when its purpose was fulfilled, because you felt secure with the old and a bit reluctant to venture out into the new? Consider the concept of change. What does it mean to change? To change means to alter, to make over, to undergo transformation. It may mean adopting different habit patterns, different methods, and different attitudes. It may mean a new type of life with new people, a new sense of direction, and even new purposes and goals. It is frequently impossible to hold on to the old, whether places, people, or things, and still go through the types of changes needed when God goes to work in one's life. Resistance to change brings stagnation, leading to dullness, boredom, and eventually to early death. When stagnation sets in, one's spiritual purpose for being is interfered with. The movement of God is halted, and the old becomes a sort of God which determines the direction of a person's life. Without change, there can be no progress. Growth can only take place through some sort of change. Change that comes with growth brings about a new vitality and aliveness to life that neutralizes stagnation and decay. Are you trying to patch up the old, or are you willing to move with the new? Are you attempting to follow the guidance of God in your life, yet find it impossible to make the changes necessary? If your life is not as meaningful, as efficient, as orderly, as exciting, and as spiritually purposeful as you inwardly know that it should be, what are you going to do about it? Will you keep trying to patch up the old with your new concepts because of fear of change? Or will you let go of the old, place your trust in God, and move ahead? The real question is, do you really trust God? To be able to accept change without resistance, to be able to willingly move ahead into new and untried vistas, there are some other matters to be considered. Who are you? What is your nature? What is your relationship to God? For what purpose are you in the world at this particular time? You are a spiritual being, made in the image and created after the likeness of God. And what is this God like? God is absolute good, a divine, intelligent, creative spirit, individualized in you and all others, and active in and through our universe. Sometimes we tend to forget that and psychologically assume the responsibility for the lives of others who should be given the privilege of growth and unfoldment with God. God is a living spirit that will inspire, uplift, sustain, and maintain us and others, provided we do not interfere. This same God enlivens and energizes all of creation. Since you are created in the nature of God, you are good, intelligent, and creative. Do you believe that about yourself? It is true for you and for others. Each person is created in the nature of God, good, intelligent, and creative. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could accept that and quit trying to govern the lives of others or allow them to govern us? It will be great when we can trust the movement of God within ourselves and thus allow the movement of God to take place in the lives of others as well. As an intelligent, good, creative individual, you have the capacity to do whatever is needful in order to experience a vital, meaningful, and purposeful life. You have the capacity to know complete fulfillment, realizing that you are following the plan and purpose of God for your life. You also have the capacity to release other people so that they might have that same privilege. Take a look at your life as it is right now. Are you in any ruts, either mental, physical, or spiritual? Are you continuing to attempt to put new wine in old bottles to patch up the old with the new? Are you resisting the new? Are you reluctant to venture out into the new and untried? Jesus knew a great deal about human nature and our basic tendency to hold on. He said, "No man also having drunk old wine straightway desireth new, for he said, the old is better." We do cling to our ruts. If upon examination you find that you are in any rut, ask yourself just what you will do about it. It might be helpful in the quietness of your own being to question, how would Jesus respond to this situation? Would he sentimentally hold on to the old, or would he venture out responding to the movement of God's Spirit within his soul? Would he allow himself to respond to God no matter what the cost? Since God is absolute good, intelligent, and creative, how do you suppose God would respond? Would God respond by getting sick, upset, mentally or physically? Would God get depressed, believing himself to be in an impossible situation? Do you suppose that God would bemoan his fate, worry about it, resist it, or take a what's-the-use attitude? Or do you believe that God would continue to move on, ever fulfilling his universal plan and purpose? To give deep thought to such questions will help us see if there is a need for change, to get out of the old ways, and to determine whether or not we have the courage to take the needed action. To make intelligent change in your life, you must learn to think from God's point of view. Think from the standpoint of the greater possibilities and the possible good resulting from letting go of the old in order to move into the new. God will not only guide you in making needed changes, he will help anyone who will permit it. In fact, he will help you every step of the way. God is completely dependable. You can help by beginning to think as a child of God. Seek to feel and act the part of a loving, powerful, strong, courageous child of God. Seek to trust God as you make wise and intelligent choices to move ahead. Be willing to give up resistance and move with the movement of God's Spirit. You will have no more problem with stagnation, for God is a dynamic, moving Spirit. All through life we go through changes. Some of them flow so easily that we are hardly aware of them. Others require deliberate action due to the fact that they are met with resistance, either on our part or that of someone else. Regardless of the type of changes that are necessary for the ongoingness of our soul, the end result is good. Sometimes changes are precipitated by trauma of one sort or another. This is usually due to the depth of the ingrained habit patterns that resist being upset. Another problem comes from the reaction of other people to what is going on within us and the outer changes that the inner growth precipitates. Few people willingly respond to change in others without resistance. That seems to be a very natural reaction. The peach seed cannot become the peach tree without losing its identity as a seed. The caterpillar cannot become the beautiful butterfly without losing its identity as a caterpillar. Likewise, man cannot assume his spiritual identity and at the same time stay in ruts of the past and fail to move with the movement of God's Spirit within his soul. Inner activity, inner movement always brings about some sort of outer movement in order that man become ready for the next step in God's unfolding plan of good for his life. It need not be so difficult to make needed changes. Decide to do so and do not waver from your decision. One with God is always a majority. Hold on courageously to your decisions, knowing that God's own intelligent creative spirit is with you all the way to guide, sustain, and maintain you. Whatever is given up during change will be more than compensated for by the new good that is at hand. The fulfillment of God's plan and purpose for one's life sooner or later must take precedence over all else. We can postpone it, we can deny it, but sooner or later God will have his way with us. There is no need to go through needless pain and suffering because of failure to grow. Failure to act only encourages weakness leading to unhealthy attitudes, stagnation, and lethargy. Start some exciting action. Begin to take the inner action and outer action needed to respond to and follow the movement of God in your life. Develop a feeling of joy and enthusiasm that comes from knowing that you are moving toward the fulfillment of God's divine plan for you. Responding to the movement of God will bring change, but you can be sure it will set you free to experience greater blessings than you have ever believed possible. The law of life is the law of change, for God's Spirit is ever active and moving in the mind and heart of man, and in the outer world of man's affairs. Be willing to respond to the law of change, and wonderful blessings will be yours. And now let us turn our thoughts within to that quiet place, and acknowledge God as the source of all good. We acknowledge the guidance of his presence, leading us to make the changes needful to move forward. Father, we do give thanks for your guidance, for the activity of your love, the activity of your power that enables us to move forward, making whatever change is right and good for us. We have faith, Father, in the infinite guidance of your Spirit. Amen.